Time now for your Campbell County Camels report. I'm Brandon Bainey. The Campbell County swimmers and divers hosted Thunder Basin and Sheridan for a pair of duels on Saturday. The Camels fell to Thunder Basin 112-58 and fell to Sheridan 115-55. Junior Jenny Hallwell led the way for the Camels, finishing first in the 100 backstroke in a minute 5.17 seconds and the 100 butterfly in a minute 1.89 seconds. McKenna Hauber added a first-place finish in the 200 individual medley with a time of 2 minutes 22.81 seconds. The Camels are back in action Friday and Saturday when they host the Gillette Pre-Invitational and the Gillette Invitational. The Camels volleyball team hit the road for a pair of 4A conference matches this weekend. Campbell County was in Laramie on Friday and fell to the Plains women 25-13, 25-18, 25-11. Then Saturday, the Camels traveled to Cheyenne South and swept the Bison 25-15, 25-19, 25-15. The Camels are now 4-4 in conference play and 18-11 overall. They return to action Friday when they host Cheyenne Central. The Campbell County cross country team headed to Cheyenne Friday for the Leroy Sprague Invitational. The Camels finished third in the team standings with 99 points. Cheyenne Central finished first with 32. Individually, freshman Talon File was seventh overall with a time of 20 minutes 55.15 seconds. Charity Ochoa finished 13th. Maddie Murphy took 23rd, and Caitlin Stewart finished 25th overall. Finally, the Camels football team hosted the number one team in the state from Sheridan on Friday night, and the Bronx showed why they are still number one, defeating the Camels 72-7. The lone score for Campbell County came just before halftime on a 42-yard touchdown pass from junior Cameron Kirkwood to senior Trey Latke. The Camels dropped to 0-7 on the season, still searching for that first win of the year. They will host Cheyenne South for homecoming this Friday evening. That's your Campbell County Camel Sports Report. I'm Brandon Bainey.